Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads.
Honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We're here for you. We're ready to take care of you. We're ready to educate and advocate for you and with you, right? If you understand, if you really truly understand, and if your attorney spends time with you so that you understand what the process is, you understand what the steps are, you understand where the attacks are going to come, how they're going to come, what they're going to say, all about their computer programs called Colossus and their programs called Bring Back a Billion and their program called ACE stands for Advanced Claims Excellence. What does that mean for you? The person, because Brad just gave a perfect example before the last break, a perfect example. The adjuster sits through the deposition and listens to how this has affected this person's life and then says, well, the medical bills were only $4,000, so there you go. Not there you go. That doesn't value the life. You know, if you have pain, if you have suffering, if you have loss of enjoyment of life, what is it worth? I mean, we've said this a couple of times on recent shows, but you know, if somebody took away what you really like to do, what you enjoy doing in life, if they took it away from you right now and you are going to live another 35 years and you can't do it for 35 more years, 35 more years in that example, what's it worth to you? What's the dollar number to you? And then you can see how valuable this is, and you can see why insurance companies don't want to talk about it, but you can also see why good injury attorneys go after it and try to prove it for you. You know, Brad, they go to the Colossus program and then the Bring Back a Billion, and they enter ICD codes and they look at how much the medical bills are. I mean, you could almost fall asleep. It's so humdrum. How much are your medical bills? $4,000. Well, we're going to reduce those by $1,500. What was the property damage on your car? Well, the property damage wasn't much. It was less than $1,000. Well, you couldn't be injured. Well, yes, I could. I am. No, you're not. You couldn't be. You didn't go to the hospital in the ambulance. You didn't go to the emergency room. Your property damage is less than $1,000. Your medical bills are less than $4,000. So we're going to maybe offer you $2,500 total. Take it or leave it. What do you think?
That's the way they do it. And that's what how they consider it. And the thing is that they believe, and in some cases they're right, but they believe that generally they can get the public in trials to be thinking about the dollar amounts and relating the dollar amounts or the damage to the car or relating the dollar amounts that are paid on medicals to what it has done to the person personally and how it's affected the person personally. And that's the fight and the struggle that we go through every day in our offices when we're fighting to say, wait a minute, there's more to a person than simply how much the medical bill is or simply how much the car damage is or simply how much they lost from their work. People go to work, and they go to work for a number of reasons. Obviously, one of the main reasons they go to work is to make a paycheck. So, yes, you have to reimburse the paycheck when they miss out on that work, when they're not there, when they don't get it. But people go to work for other reasons also. Some of it can be relating to others. Some of it can be for the pride of what they're accomplishing or the type of work they do. There's many, many people out there who have gone out and got in and have gotten into jobs and careers that they're proud of, and they got into those jobs and careers not because it paid a bunch of money, because a bunch of them don't, but they got into those jobs because of the personal satisfaction, their desire to be able to have that job and to do that job and to make a difference in that particular area of life. I mean, you know, anytime you go to the Denver Zoo and you look at the people working at the zoo, and you start realizing they're working with these animals because they love them, because they care about them, because they mean something to them. Anytime you go to places and you see people who are doing jobs among people, other people, and they don't get paid very much money, you know they're doing it because they love helping people. They love being there for people. They love the camaraderie. They love the feeling of being there for people. And yet when they lose those jobs, the insurance company doesn't want to look at that loss. And when they can't be there for the next 6 months, or they can't do it as regularly as they do, or they can't go that extra mile they like to do, that people like to do for their own satisfaction, the satisfaction of those around them, the insurance companies don't want to look at that loss. But it's a loss. And it's a loss that we, as plaintiff's lawyers, are constantly trying to tell and point out to a jury to have them to relate to that loss.
Right, and you must know this. Your lawyers must know this. They must care. They must understand the human value and the human suffering, because it's not in the computer programs by the insurance companies, and it's not in their proof of trial. They say the property damage on your car was less than $1,000. Big deal. Who cares? You couldn't have been hurt. Let's move on. We'll offer you $2,500. You don't have to put up with this. You can win this war. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an easy website to remember. It's easy to navigate. It's there for you. All of our free 6 books are there. You know, you got to bring into the whole situation, the human element. That's what Brad and I are talking about today. I mean, that's the title of today's show. The injured human versus the insurance maze. Which one's going to win? Because I guarantee you, you're not included in the insurance programs valuing your claim by the insurance companies. And if it is, it's very, very small and diminutive. Let me give you an example. What would you say to Brad and I right now if we told you, let's take the example of a person, they had an accident, right? And they injured their hand in the accident. Let's say it was a car accident. And then they had a complication, they had a problem, and they had to cut off the tip of their finger. What would you say about that? Let's assume that's the only injury. You can't use the index finger. It's got neurological nerve problems, it's got dead nerves, and you got part of it physically, anatomically missing. What's it worth? What do you think? What's your number? Well, let's twist and tweak those facts just a little bit. What if this person that now has neurological damage in their finger was a musician, was a concert pianist? Well, that might be different. Was second chair violin with a symphony and can't do it anymore. And the insurance company says, it's just a tip of a finger. What's the problem? What's the big deal? The property damage is less than $1,000, and it's a tip of a finger. Yeah, but I can't play, you know, 26 years old, and I can't play my violin anymore. I've been playing my violin my whole entire life. That's my passion. Music is my love. Well, then you can go teach. You don't have to play. Do you hear this? Are you understanding this? This is important. This is your life. Your life on trial. Your life. And Bell and Pollock, we care. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Brad, there's other examples that we can come up with. Human suffering, pain and suffering. And people, you got to understand, it's past pain and suffering, past injuries, future and future. What does future mean?
Well, you know, when we talk about the future, and we can go right back to that finger. You've lost the tip of your finger. And for some people, that's no big deal. For some people, when they go to do things in life then, and they're going to have that, the tip of their finger is a stub, or it's going to look It's going to be obvious they lost part of their finger. It's not going to mean anything. For other people, they will carry that self-conscious feeling around forever.
And then they can't enjoy their passion in life.
That's right. It will bother them. And maybe even they, you know, okay, they don't play violin, but you know what? They still go to the grocery store. They still go to Target. They still go to different places. They still go to some place where their hands are going to be seeing, and the, you know, to dinners and at the dinner and places where maybe third parties, other people, strangers are going to see their hands. And for some people, it's a very difficult thing for them to accept. For some people, it'll be a self-conscious matter for the rest of their life. For others, it doesn't mean much at all, and they're fine. It's for the lawyer to find what the result is that it causes in a person's life, to talk about what it does to their life. And if it does something to their life, if it causes something, a problem in their life, then it's the lawyer's job to gain justice on behalf of their client. And justice is not going out and getting a bunch of money or riding in on a white horse or doing a bunch of the stuff that's going on. The lawyer's job, the lawyers want to brag about in commercials and stuff. The lawyer's job is to get fair and complete and full compensation for their client. Because when the lawyer is getting compensation, full, complete, and fair compensation, which includes money for how that person has to feel for having the tip of their finger cut off and not available to them for the rest of their lives, that is justice. That's not taking advantage of the system. It's just plain getting justice.
You know, another way to look at this is there's an old saying that, you know, you can tell me something and I might forget it. You can show me something and I might forget it. But I'm never, ever, ever going to forget the way you made me feel. I'm not going to forget that. And your feeling, your value as a human, your value as a person is discounted, sometimes 100%, by the insurance companies. Sometimes it's unbelievable. It must be brought to the forefront. I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of of our show today, but Brad just really, really hit the nail on the head. He really hit a home run. And he brought it up, and I've been his partner a long time, and I haven't thought about what he just said, but he made a great point. Person comes into our office, and we say, you know, what happened? And they say, well, it was in this accident. I didn't go to the emergency room, but my neck started killing me, and now I can't do this, 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 and this, and that. I can't play with my kids or my grandkids. They didn't say to us, I had $970 of damage to my car. They didn't say to us, my medical bills are $2,850. They said what this has done to them. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell and Pollack will give you one. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell and Pollack. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollack. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
You want help? You came to the right place. You want information and education? You came to the right place. You want attorneys who care about your injuries, your life, your value as a person, in society, in your family, in your structure, in your life, in your daily activities? You came to the right place. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. It just doesn't get any better than that. Go to our website. Give it a try. Click on some of those. You can listen to all of our shows, all of our podcasts. Our six books that we published are there free. You can download an e-copy free. If you want a hard copy of any of our books, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900. We're glad to do it. We're glad to send you our book. Look, we wrote a book on hit and run. We call it Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. We wrote a book on the definitive guideline of Colorado car insurance with simple explanations and picture examples for you to follow. We wrote a book on workers' compensation because we represent workers and individuals and human beings, not statistics and not computer programs. You, your family. Let's talk about value of the human, Brad. Because I think when you look at damages, most people don't understand. Lawyers talk and the law talks in terms of past damages and future damages. But let's take an example right now. Maybe an accident happened a year ago today. And so the pain and suffering and the damages they've been suffering from the day of the accident up to now, that's a year, those are past damages. And then what they're going to suffer and live through the rest of their life are called future damages. So explain that a little bit so everybody understands it.
Well, obviously, injuries carry with them a future problem. And it's always fun to watch because you get defense counsel, you get adjusters, and you're fighting with them all the time to they don't want to talk about the future damages. Now, this is funny in my mind because here we are in 2019. And if we get somebody who's injured and the doctor says this is the best they're going to get and their back's going to hurt for the rest of their life, they're going to have these pains, they're going to have these problems, and they're just going to have to learn to live with it. And that's a future damage because now they've got to live with this future pain for the rest of their life. And a lot of times the doctors say there's not much we can do about it. Maybe we can do a surgery and, you know, the person says, well, I'm not at a point where I really want to have somebody cutting in my back. And they say, well, if we don't do, even if we do the surgery, it's only a 50-50 chance it's going to be okay. But what we're looking at is we're going to be saying that here we go, you're facing a lifetime of injury. And so we look at the insurance company, we look at the adjuster, and we say, okay, you've got to compensate for that because now they have to live with it into the future. And yes, we have to put somewhat of a crystal ball. We have to look to our doctors and we have to look to our professionals and say, this is what they're facing and this is what's going on. And believe me, the insurance companies have their doctors that they use all the time, regular doctors that work for them and make millions a year, will make $1 million a year working for the insurance company to come in and say, oh, no, they're not going to have any pain in the future. They're not going to have anything. They'll all overcome it. But the same doctors, these same insurance companies, these same adjusters, these same defense lawyers, in other cases, will look and say, you know that person when they had that problem 5 years ago and they got hurt? Well, the problems they're having now are from that injury or from that event that happened 5 years ago. They just prove future injuries. They just prove future damages. They just prove future pain and suffering. Oh, but what they're doing, or they just admitted to it, but what they're doing when they're admitting to it, they're willing to admit to it to some other event that will take them off the hook rather than be honest and admit to it to the event that caused the injuries now, i.e. their insured's negligence.
Exactly. That's a great, great point, because if you have the accident in 2018 and then they go back and dig out some thing that you said you had a sore neck for 2 weeks in 2014, and so they said that must be your problem. Well, that was 5 years ago, But they don't want you to talk about 5 years when you have your neck problem now. So let's do a little test. Are you ready just for a little kind of quiz here? So if you've been injured in a car accident, right? And so you got future loss of enjoyment of life. That's one of the categories of damages. Okay, and you know how old you are. So let's just say life expectancy is 80 years old. So you know how many years you have left. Let's make an example, 35 years left. What number do you have for future loss of enjoyment of life? You can't do the things you want to do. You can't enjoy life the way you want to. What number do you have? 35 years of future loss of enjoyment of life. Another one. Maybe you were disfigured. Maybe you had a hand problem. Maybe you had surgery. Maybe you have scars. Maybe you had burns. Future disfigurement. How much is that worth for future, for 35 years? One more. How about future loss of use of shoulder, the arm, the hand? For the next 35 years, you're going to be impaired, restricted, or absolutely stopped from using your shoulder, your arm, your hand the way you wanted to, the way you needed to. What's that worth? You got a number? What are you going to do? What are you going to say? And so that's the human part of this. That's not built into the insurance computers. So, Brad, let's talk about some other things. I mean, some people have anxiety. They have emotional distress. It's very hard for them. They've got grief. They've got, as I said, anxiety. They've got humiliation, embarrassment.
Sure. That's what we talked about. When you're left those things, okay, just think about the grief and the humiliation and the embarrassment that might go, or any part of that might go with somebody who goes, wait a minute, okay, let's talk about it. Because of the car crash where somebody rammed into me going 30 miles an hour into my car and it caused all these injuries, because of that, I now have a bad back that keeps me from doing things that I used to do with my family. I can't go skiing, or I can't sit at the ball game for hours. I if I'm going to go to a ball game, I better have either be able to get up and walk around, and I can't sit there on a continuous basis, or I better be in the back row where I can stand up without causing problems to the people in front of me, or I can do something because I just can't do it anymore. And these are things I used to do that I loved that I've done. Now you've lost out on that activity, but do you think there's going to be some grieving? Do you think you're going to be upset? I mean, anybody listening to this show, when you're listening to it, take an event that you like to do with others and cut it out. Take it away, or make it so you're doing it in pain, or making it so you have to change the way you do it so there have to be set special circumstances. And then tell me whether or not you think it's right that an insurance company who is doing nothing more than just trying to put more money into their pockets for, you know, these insurance execs to drive around in their fancy cars and have their second and third homes. But do you really think it's right that they look and say, you don't get any money for this? We're not going to do anything for you. Or we're going to make you go through the trials and tribulations and the pain and the stress and the problems of a trial to see if we, the insurance company, can dupe people into believing that you either don't have those problems or that you shouldn't be paid anything for them.
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're there for you. We're right here for you. Call us, 303-795-5900. I want to run another scenario by you. Okay, I just kind of thought of it as Brad was talking about that last piece. Let's take a couple. It doesn't matter. It could be younger couple, middle age. It could be older. It doesn't matter. But in this example, let's take a younger couple. They're falling in love with each other, right? And they're out to dinner, and they're talking. They're so happy, and they're talking about all the things they like to do together. What did I just say? They're talking about their future, of the things they love to do together, their passions. And it's probably one of the reasons they got together, and it's probably one of the reasons they fell in love. Not the only one, but it's probably a big one. And their passion exudes the conversation. And they're having a dinner, and we're going to go, what are we going to do? Running, or we're going to go hiking, or we're going to go backpacking, or we're going to go four-wheeling, or we're going to go play tennis, or we're going to read, or we're going to write novels together. It's such a passion. And now, all of a sudden, with a car accident, one of them can't do that anymore. The thing that they talked about, the thing that they dreamed about, their hopes and their dreams and their prayers and their emotions and anxieties are all now changed. And if you don't think that's real, that's real. We've done cases just like that, right there. And if you live with the insurance company that says you've got to live with our default statistics and our default computer program, and we're going to look at your diagnoses, and we're going to, and part of it was even missed, who cares? And we're going to look at your medical records, and we're going to poke holes in your medical records, then you're missing a huge part of the human element of your case.
It's an element that we have to address. You have to address as the attorney. You want to make sure the attorney is watching that and addressing it and doing something about it, understands it, that they're learning about it. If the attorney's not learning about it, then watch out. It could be a big concern, because if the attorney's not learning about it, then they're not going to be able to present it. And then you have to decide, because you can go in and you can try to change the way the adjusters and the way the attorneys look at this, but the defense attorneys and the adjusters are doing nothing more than taking the company line to save their jobs and keep money on their table, and they're not going to turn around much for you. They're not going to do much. They're going to put you in a bind of having to go through the trials and tribulations of a trial, or you're not going to get it.
How about this approach at trial? We don't even care about the medical bills. We're not even going to put the medical bills into evidence. Wait a minute. You can't do that. You have to put them in evidence. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to put the medical bills in evidence. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this video in evidence, and we're going to put these pictures of this person in evidence, and that's going to be our case. You can't do that. Yes, we can, because we're proving the value of the person. We're proving the human element. Today's subject, injured human versus the insurance maze. Who's going to win? At Bell and Pollock, we can tell you. 303-795-5900, championsofthepeople.com. See you next week.